Good morning, everyone. Today is the 5th of May, 2020. Time to pay the bills again. Well, many times we set out to do certain things in our lives, and we think we have everything planned out, and we make a list of all the things we need to accomplish this plan, whether it's a construction project or a landscape project or whatever it might be. And we get all the materials together and we establish our objective. And then the phone rings and we get sidetracked. And then something else happens. Something else happens. And the very thing that you set out to do just doesn't get accomplished. Well, there's a big difference between God's creation and God. God always accomplishes what He sets out to do. God always accomplishes what He sets out to do. Good morning, Rick Vittori. Glad to have you with us this morning on this Friday morning. Not one time has God ever failed. Not one time has God ever not done what He purposed to do. He always accomplishes His purposes. And He's never delays. He's never delayed. He's always on time. God's will can never be thwarted. God's will can never be circumvented. A lot of people say, well, I just want to be in the perfect will of God, and so on and so forth. God has one will. And what Scripture says about God is that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. It doesn't say He works some things after the counsel of His own will. I have a friend of mine, Walt Stickle, you know. And if he agrees with something I say on one of my messages or something, he always ends up by saying, but you're a little rough around the edges, Larry. You're a little rough around the edges. Well, we're all rough around the edges, Walt. Even you, you're a little rough around the edges. How many times do other people remind us of our faults? And it keeps us humble, doesn't it? I have another friend of mine who's always telling me, you used to have this problem. I think you've got over it, but you used to have this. But he always reminds me of the problem I used to have. Well, you know, God is perfect. God is not rough around the edges, okay? God doesn't have any past problems or past issues that He's resolved. God does not need to be reminded of anything. God is omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And He works all things after the counsel of His own will. And by the way, He predestinates. He predetermines all things. That's what it means when it says that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. Because God's will is not set in time or space. God's will is eternal. From everlasting past to to present to everlasting future. His will never changes. That's why we can trust Him. That's why we can lean on Him. That's why we can go to the rock of our salvation. Many times we set forth to do something and we just don't get it accomplished. Things get in the way. Finances, friends, family, events deter us from our objectives. God is never deterred. He's never circumvented. He cannot be circumvented. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. He said, I am that I am. We need to often be reminded of the fact that God accomplishes everything He sets out to do. He's not a failure. He doesn't go to option B plan. He created the world in 6 days. And the evening and the morning were the first day, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Rick says he never gets angry with Mrs. God. No, because God's bride is His church. Now he may chastise His bride. He may discipline His bride. But He loves His bride with an everlasting love. You know? And He does show His vindictiveness against those who come against Him. Friend of mine who I don't know if he's truly Christian or not, but he told me one time, you know, all these mamsy-pamsy people out there that talk about tolerance all the time, he said Jesus wasn't the most tolerant person in the world. He said He took a whip and drove the money changers out of the temple, for crying out loud. You know. Good morning, Troy Sharborough. Glad to have you a part of the Breakfast Club this morning. Rick McCorrick's part of it. And, of course, we have John Wano. Now, I don't know if I can say your last name. Wano. Wanya Neal. That's as good as I can do, brother. God always accomplishes what He sets out to do. He is not a failure. His will cannot be thwarted. Romans 9 says, who has resisted His will or said unto Him, what doest thou? He is the potter. We are the clay. And who are we that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to Him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? I remember I've shared with this the sermon audio and on our other platforms when I was a young man, very young. I think I was probably maybe 6 or 7. I went to my mom and I said, why did you have me anyway? I didn't choose to be born. Why did you have me? It really got my mom. I said, now I'm stuck with this. Because of your decision to have me. Well, God always accomplishes His purposes. The scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Romans 9:17. Romans 9:19. Now will say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? How many times have we questioned God and his purposes in our lives? How many times have we pointed a blaming finger at God? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? These vessels of wrath that are fitted to destruction don't surprise God. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? You think that God is surprised by the very vessels of wrath he fitted for destruction? I think not. You can't take God by surprise. There used to be a television ad, and it had this hotel room, and the people were ready to check into the motel. They opened the door, and the place was just shambles. And the ad said, Surprise! You can never surprise God. God is the author of all things. By him all things consist. Yeah, the kings of the earth and the set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast their cords away. What was God's response? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. I will declare the decree, the Lord said unto me, This thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possessions. Thou shalt break them with the rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. You know, God is always going to accomplish his purposes. Whatever those purposes might be. And right now, we're going through a lot of things in this world. We're probably, right now, for most of us, anyway, we're probably going through the most crazy times we've ever experienced in our lives that we've seen in the last 3 months. With all of the lies that are being purported about this coronavirus, with all the violence and how people are allowed to break into people's buildings and pilfer and steal and commit murder in this country right out in the broad daylight. When businesses are shut down by government mandate. God's not surprised by any of this. We may be surprised. And you know, God is not going to be surprised by anything that happens in the universe. Because he created it all. We forget that he's in charge of devil. He's in charge of all principalities. And he's in charge of the things that are visible and the things that are invisible. We read in 1 Colossians, verse 16, For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. We're pleased to follow that in him should all fullness dwell. And I have news for all of you people who say you have a free will and you can do anything you want to do, including making a decision for Christ. I can dispel that with one verse, the 17th chapter of John. Verse 2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh. You don't have power over anything. You don't have a free will. God has given Jesus Christ power over all flesh. That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Well, you think that you let Jesus into your heart? Poor little Jesus. Let me tell you something. If you're one of God's elect and you're arching your back against God, if you're one of his elect, he's going to get you. Look out. Because the Bible says, all that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. He will make you willing in the day of his power. Well, that's what's on my mind this morning. Is God always accomplishes what he sets out to do. Always accomplishes what he sets out to do. He has never failed. And his word is always true. If you can trust everything that he has said. Sometimes we can't trust what other people tell us. But Jesus Christ said, you can take it to the bank. And I'm glad that we have his word. Without the word of God, just think we would be without the word of God. We'd be stumbling around without a compass for our feet. And Satan would then be much more able to us deceive. But we have the word of God to guide our every step. And give us direction in a very evil place. Through the prophets, apostles, and Christ, a written precept. Study show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. And without it, we would be most certainly confused. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us the word of God. Without it, I know not what we would do, but when we have it, we have sweet communion with you. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. And always remember, he has the whole world in his hands. He's got the little baby in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me sitting in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. God bless you.